southern Gaza city of Rafah Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden's announced his decision to pause a shipment of some weapons to Israel amid concern over Israel's plan to expand its military operation into Rafah that the United States does not support. In an interview with CNN Wednesday, Biden said he made it clear Israel, if Israel launched a full invasion of Rafah, which they have not done yet, the U.S. would not supply the weapons. He said the U.S. would continue to supply Israel with defensive arms, such as Iron Dome munitions. Speaking to reporters Thursday via remote at the White House, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said what decision the U.S. makes on weapons for Israel next is up to Israel.
We'll have to make ours based on what they do. We hope they don't make those kinds of decisions to go into Rafah, but I think the president was crystal clear last night that if they do smash into Rafah, go in and invade in a major way, then he's going to have to make future decisions. But again, we hope it doesn't come to that.
Meanwhile, a shipload of humanitarian aid bound for the U.S.-built floating pier in Gaza left from Cyprus Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The U.S. vessel, loaded with much-needed humanitarian assistance, departed from the Cypriot port of Larnaca. The relief is desperately needed. As the United Nations has said, northern Gaza is already in full-blown famine. Earlier this week, Israel sent tanks to seize the nearby Rafah crossing with Egypt, shutting down a vital route needed to get assistance into the battered enclave. Despite the launch of a new aid route, humanitarians say aid coming by sea won't be enough to alleviate the dire humanitarian suffering in Gaza. They say the most effective way to get assistance in is by land. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Thursday hosted his German counterpart, Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, for talks at the Pentagon outside Washington, where each reaffirmed their nation's support for Ukraine and its war against Russia. As they began their meeting, Austin credited Germany for its contribution to Ukraine's war effort as the second largest donor behind the U.S.
Now you've earmarked $7.7 billion for Ukraine in 2024 alone. Germany has donated critical air defense systems and artillery, and we will continue our close partnership to ensure that Ukraine has the capabilities that it needs to succeed on the battlefield.
Germany's Pistorius confirmed they would continue military aid for Ukraine, most recently pledging a U.S.-made Patriot air defense system and air defense missiles. Hope continues to dwindle in South Africa, where rescue crews for a third day raced against time to find additional survivors among the rubble of a deadly building collapse in the South African city of George. Dozens of people are still unaccounted for amidst the rubble of the formerly under-construction five-story building that collapsed May 6th, killing at least seven people. Western Cape local planning and development official Anton Bardell said they continue to search dogs and are moving the rubble, but after 3 days, the search is moving from a rescue to recovery mode.
But there will always be hope, and we will work as if there's people that's alive so that we can be very careful with the dogs, work the site, keep on working the site. You must remember that in certain earthquakes, they were after 9 days, people will be found alive. So we need to be careful.
Authorities in southern Brazil Thursday rushed to rescue survivors of massive flooding that has killed at least 100 people. Officials said the heavy rains and flooding in the Rio Grande do Sul area since last week have also left 130 people missing. More than 230,000 people have been displaced, and much of the region has been isolated by the floodwaters. And a week with deadly spring storms moving across the United States, the southeastern U.S. Thursday became the latest area hit. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports.
A heavy line of storms swept into Atlanta near the end of morning rush hour. Busy hub airports in Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, reported delays, and tornado warnings were issued for parts of Tennessee and Alabama. National Weather Service meteorologist Laura Ballinger says the weather so far has brought in some flooding and damage.
We're seeing reports of flooding continue to come in. There was at least one report of a mudslide up in North Georgia.
According to Power Outage US, storms have also left more than 250,000 customers without power in North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Missouri. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.